On behalf of the class of 1979, the faculty, staff, community persons and families and friends of these graduates, we welcome you to the 26th annual program of graduation. Dr. George Braswell, Jr. will lead our prayer.
Let us pray. Our Father, in the beginning you created the heavens and the earth and the human family, and you blessed them and pronounced them good. In this blessing of goodness, we rejoice. In the beginning, you called the human family to work in the world and to be responsible to you and to each other. And you blessed them and taught them the lessons of learning and labor and love. In this blessing of responsible stewardship, we rejoice. In the journey of beginnings and endings, we now gather and we ask again your blessings. What we began in a discipleship of learning, we now present both for your benediction and your blessing for a new beginning. Let us continue to learn to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you. Let us continue to translate words from the pages of truth into light and salt, in order that seeing the truth might result in doing the truth, and that tasting life might result in having life. Let us be careful in our reasoning, that we may lead the peoples to reason together. And let us cast to the winds our fear of risking the love of God, that love might erase hatred and bitterness in the human family. In all of our teaching and learning, let the vibrant life and learning and giving of Jesus Christ be ingrained in warm flesh in our lives, in order that the church in holiness and humanity become a life-giving body in our world. Now may your sons and daughters of this graduating class, surrounded by kinfolk and friends, teachers and learners, embark on a new journey, having received your benediction and blessing, having been trained for mission and ministry in the church and in the world, and having heard your word both in the beginning and in the journey. In the strong name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Seated. Our Old Testament lesson this morning consists of two songs, a song of deliverance and a song of thanksgiving, found in the 12th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, for though thou wast angry with me, thy anger turned away, and thou didst comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
The New Testament reading this morning is a continuation of the passage read in the service last night, reading from Ephesians, the fourth chapter, a selection from the first 16 verses. I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipment of the saints, for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men and by their craftiness in deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love. May God bless these readings of his holy word to our understanding and to their application in our lives.
Those of you who are not able to find seats in the building, while we stand now to sing our hymn, there are seats here on the front pew, both sides, and seats with faculty in the choir. You won't be forced to sing, but you are invited to take those places. If you're standing and would like to have a place, please take them. This 26th annual commencement has a special feature. In that, the first graduating class, 1954, are back on campus for their silver anniversary reunion. 25 years ago, this spring, our school sent forth into the earth its first class of graduates. We did a bit of research a few weeks ago to find out where those people were, doing what they were doing, and the profile has been printed in the Outlook. If you are recently reminded of that profile, you will remember that every one of them, so far as our records indicate, are doing something very much consistent with what they were prepared to do, called to do, convinced they ought to continue to do, while in this setting and afterward in the world. George Shore, representing the class of 1954, is going to come now and make a presentation to the seminary on behalf of the Silver Anniversary graduation class.
President Lally, graduating class, families and friends, on the occasion of our 25th anniversary reunion, the distinguished class of 1954 is pleased to present a cash gift of $1,035 as of today, with more to come, designated for the J. Leo Green Scholarship Fund. This gift expresses our loyalty to Southeastern Seminary. It expresses our confidence in the students who are currently enrolled and those of future years. It also expresses our debt of gratitude and love and respect for our beloved teacher and friend, Dr. J. Leo Green. We present this gift to you, Dr. Lally, with our love and thanksgiving.
Commencement day really is a day focusing on a particular group of persons whose study and discipline have brought them to a very important passage in their lives and ministry. But we desire to recognize, in addition to the graduates today, the families and visiting friends of every one of them. So if you are a member of the family, or if you are a visiting friend of any one of these students, we want you to stand as his or her name is called and to remain standing until the diploma has been received. We're now ready to confer degrees upon those students approved by the faculty.
President Lawley.
Dean Myburt.
I present to you the candidates who have completed all requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the Associate of Divinity degree that you may confer upon them that degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of this institution, I confer upon each of you the degree Associate of Divinity with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Now, under the direction of the marshal, as your name is called, you will come forward to receive your diploma.
Mark G. Arrington, Jr. Deborah Lynn Batts. Harold Wayne Beagle. Richard James Bruce. Stephen Michael Bufkin. Kenneth Neal Bunch. Jesse S. Chance, Jr. Robert B. Craig. James Donald Dobie. William Blake Ewing. Lon Thomas Graves, Jr. William E. Harrell. O. P. Hatfield. Rayford Wilson Hill. Joe Larry Judy. Tross Thomas Kimmer, Sr. Larry Wallace King. Thomas William Loftus. Alan Leo Lowry. Farrell Harmon Miller. Douglas MacArthur Musselwhite. Billy J. Reynolds. Michael L. Rockwell. Thomas Johnson Vestal. Carlos M. Vidal. Kenneth Durrett Wilbanks. William Cecil Wilkes. Keith Franklin Williams. Robert Allen Wilson. Clarence Neil Woodliff. President Lawley.
Dean Meiberg.
I present to you the candidates who have completed all requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the degree Master of Religious Education, that you may confer upon them that degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of this institution, I confer upon each of you the degree Master of Religious Education, with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Now, under the direction of the marshal, as your name is called, you will come forward to receive your diploma.
F. Allen Batchelor, Jr. Jane Brogdon Best. Patricia Lee Purgett. Timothy Warren Burleson. Thomas Willard Katz. H. Bain Daniels, Jr. Irene Marion Seitler Lawson. Julia Carolyn Lovell. Rosa Lee Parks. H. Ron Richardson. Charles Lee Simmons, Sr., in absentia. Jackie Green Simpkins. Steve Allen Spangler. Deborah Gail Strickland. A. W. Talbert. James Gordon Thurman III. Sarah Martha Vickery, in absentia. Alan C. Welch, in absentia. Sherry Lee Wheeler. Paul Jennings White, Jr., in absentia. President Lawley.
Dean Meiberg.
I present to you the candidates who have completed all requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the degree Master of Divinity, that you may confer upon them that degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of this institution, I confer upon each of you the degree Master of Divinity, with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Now, under the direction of the marshal, as your name is called, you will come forward, please, to receive your diploma.
Camille K. Addiscon Adams, in absentia. James Samuel Ayler, in absentia. David Ronald Allen. Larry Lee Arrowood. John David Attaway III. Joseph Norman Baird. Robert Ward Baker. Michael Franklin Barker. John Eugene Barnhart. Kenneth Eugene Batts. George Samuel Berry. Randy Allen Bishop. Carolyn Sue Bledsoe. Henry Chisholm Boshin, Jr. Timothy Fred Bradley. William Hal Britt. Hugh Robert Brown, Jr. John W. Brown, Jr. Johnny Thomas Brown. Larry Allen Burton. Glenn Barry Chambers. Orville Dwight Chapman. Deborah Knight Church. Carl Houston Clausen, Jr. Robert Bissell Clemens, III. James Robert Klein, Jr. Russell Kenneth Cobb. John David Cochran. David Harold Coggins. Herbert Glenn Cole. Preston Allen Creech, Jr. Larry Thomas Crow. Lester E. Curtis, Jr. Richard M. Dantzler, in absentia. Samuel Gene Darnell, in absentia. Lynn Scruggs Davis. Michael Ayers Davis. Otis Wiley Davis. Terry L. Davis. Clyde Monroe DeLoach. Larry Keith Dixon. Bonnie Lynn Dowdy. H. Wayne Dunn. Louis Thomas Edwards. Allie Gilbert Ellington. John Wesley Elliott. Danny O'Neill Emery. Gary Frederick Fisher. John M. Flowers, Jr. Perry Dean Floyd. Robert W. Folan in absentia. Paul Edward Fowler. Raymond A. Futch. Randy Cecil Gardner. Wesley Thomas Garner, Sr. Douglas Ewell Gilfillan. Paul Lawrence Godwin. Boyd O. Gray. Richard Kenneth Gunter. Marvin Davis Guthrie, Jr. Ernest G. Hall. William Terry Hall, Jr. Paul Stephen Hardy. Terry Lane Harper. Thomas Wright Harper in absentia. Wayne Clay Harrison. Katie I. Hatcher. Charles Edward Hayes. Stephen Zachary Hearn, Sr. Dennis James Hester. DeForest Everett Hillier, Jr. Oler Thompson Hinton, III. Betty Ann Hobbs. Mark Eric Holder. Ralph Kinzel Hooker. Brant Reese Hoots. Ray Nance Howell III. Dale Howard Hughes. Joseph Truett Hughes. James C. Ingalls. Eddie Joe Vance Jarrett. John Manley Jernigan. Joseph Robert Johnson III. Thomas Stewart Johnson. Charles Richard Jolly. Catherine Carl in absentia. Rodney Stephen Carr. Judy King. Kenneth Donham Lawson. Nancy Elizabeth Lee. Dace Allison Lewis, Jr. Robert Bryant Livingston. George Richard Lockhart. Dorothy Ann Elliott Lopez, in absentia. Michael Julian Lopez, in absentia. Robert Nelson Marchant, in absentia. Alberto A. Sainz Martinez. George Covington Marsh. Phyllis Lee Mayo. James Smith McBride.
Excuse me just a second, Dean. May I make a comment about this degree? It's the first degree that we will have presented to one who earns the Master of Divinity with Church Music, a new degree program inaugurated just this year.
James Smith McBride. Groven Martin McClellan. Martha Jean McClellan. Timothy Frank McCubbin. Sue Moody McDaniel. Thomas Raymond McElhaney. Laurel Diane McKee. Harry Lampley Melton, Jr. Warren William Miller. Matthew A. Moffitt. Eddie L. Morgan. Mark Allen Morris. Mary Virginia Mothershed. Miller Blair Murphy. William Harold Murphy. Harvey Tilden Myers. Maurice Earl Mason, Jr. Jonathan Mba Ndunami. Carol Francis Neese. Victor Vance Nickerson, Jr. Ronald Gene Owen, in absentia. Ronald Kenneth Page. Gary Edmund Parker. George Ronald Patton, in absentia. Thomas Lloyd Pendergraft. Patricia Carol Pepper. Ronnie Alexander Pettit. Gary B. Fulp. Charlene Horton Pierce. Robert Franklin Pierce, Jr. Louis D. Pritchard III. Alan Raines. Brent Marshall Rector. Stephen Wayne Richardson. Ronnie Jean Ridenour. William Dale Robertson. Carlos Prestel Salyer in absentia. Edwin Fisher Sansbury. Dawn Elise Sarchet. David Ross Shell. R. Keith Schramm. Leon L. Scott. John Bell Searcy. Herman Leroy Seibert. Albert Marshall Sherbert. George James Simpkins IV. Milburn White Simpson Jr. Neil Evans Smith. Robert Thomas Smith. Randy Spall. Dennis McLean Spivey. James Fred Stanton. James Gary Stegall. Jane Shelton Stembridge in absentia. Eileen Ann Stone. Peggy Jean Stout. Robert Gary Strickland. Daniel Rudolph Suggs in absentia. Gwen Paul Sullivan. David E. Sumner. Thomas Brenton Saplee. William Clifford Tatum. David Lawrence Thomas. James Roy Thomason. Michael Vance Thompson. John W. Trent. Frederick Harold Troll. Walter J. Turkowski. George J. Vandenhingel, Jr. Howard Malcolm Wansley, Jr. Janet Murdoch Wingert. John Douglas White. Ronnie Keith White. William Everett Wilkins. Isaac Edward Williams. Clemon Owens Williams. Wayne A. Williams. Constance Fay Wood. Roger Dillard Woodard. R. Stephen Woodfin in absentia. Michael Elliston Chris Woolridge. Jeffrey Lynn Wright. Frank Ron Zedek. President Lally.
Dean Mybert.
I present to you the candidates who have completed all requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the degree Master of Theology, that you may confer upon them that degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of this institution, I confer upon each of you the degree Master of Theology with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Now, under the direction of the Marshal, as your name is called, you will come forward to be invested with your Master of Theology hood and to receive your diploma.
Winston W. Coburn. Uriah A. McManus, Jr., in absentia. John Russell Ziegler, Jr. President Lally.
Dean Mybert.
I present to you the candidates who have completed all requirements and who have been approved by the faculty for the degree Doctor of Ministry, that you may confer upon them that degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of this institution, I confer upon each of you the degree Doctor of Ministry with all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Now, in the direction of the Marshal, as your name is called, you will come forward to be invested with your Doctor of Ministry hood and to receive your diploma.
D. Michael Avant, in absentia. Stephen Copeland Barton, in absentia. Isaac Block. Dennis Lee Burton. Charles Alfred Casey. Robert Warren Dorr. G. Reed Doster III. Hector Lee Hamrick. Isaac Baines Horton. Bobby Conrad Johnston in absentia. Jerry Leon Neiswanger. Delaine Marlin Riles.